Hi, I'm Jack Lyons, and I'm your host for episode 29 of the With Vikings podcast. If you want to catch up on any of our previous episodes, you can get us on all the main podcast platforms. As we continue through the third full lockdown we've had in the past year, we're again recording this podcast on the Zoom platform. Due to current restrictions, many of our clubs have not had the pleasure this year of beginning just yet. For this reason, we felt it important to continue to shine the spotlight on these fantastic clubs in whatever way we can. Today, we're joined by three people heavily involved in the With Vikings Boxing Club. We have Coach Neil Goff and boxers Zara Breslin and Mikey Keaton. You're very welcome, guys.
Thanks, Jack.
The boxing club in WIT has gone from strength to strength over the last number of years. A number have increased across students looking to just train for fitness purposes, and there's been a noticeable increase in talented boxers competing for the With Vikings Boxing Club as well. This culminated last year in the IIBA Intervarsities in late February, where WIT left with a total of 3 gold, 2 silver, and 2 bronze medals. A fantastic weekend for the club. Without further ado, we'll chat to the people who are behind this recent success. Neil, might come to you first. Can you tell us how you got involved with the WIT boxing?
I suppose it's always been boxing in St. Paul's for the club. St. Paul's itself is 45 years old. And many years ago, some of the lads who have been studying the college would have kind of come to us for training. They would have boxed on their own and themselves from through the college, but they would have came up and asked us to coach them and do a bit of training. And that's kind of been going on for a long number of years. We then kind of, probably it's about 2015, kind of like I saw like that this is something we could probably work more and put more time into. And I spoke with WIT and we kind of got the club going properly then, and we've had quite a number of success since then.
Brilliant. Yeah, I suppose the fact that it's only less than a mile away from the main campus of WIT has definitely helped you. You're always going to see boxers coming up that way.
Yeah, it's great. And like we had a long association with WIT down through the years anyway. You know, a lot of lads who went to the old RTC, we call it, yeah. WRTC, would have, like Billy Walsh would have actually studied in did his block release in the WRTC many years ago, and would have trained in our club while he was boxing. So we'd have always had that connection down through the years. And it was good to bring it to fruition with the actual Intervarsity Championships.
Yeah, brilliant. Can you give us kind of a background on the coaches you have involved? Obviously, it'll be yourself and people will be well used to Murph at this stage.
Martin Murphy is his name. Yeah. Everyone knows him as Murph, yeah. I suppose my own background is, I've boxed, you know, I started boxing, when I was 7, and went on to win 12 national titles, won at every age, underage, and winning 8 senior titles. And Murph was the same. Murph started boxing later when he was 16. And didn't win anything on his very final year when he was about to retire, became a national senior champion. So it was a huge achievement in his final year to win the title. And so myself and Morph then, I suppose, with our history and our backing in boxing, we've kind of got involved, and we've been coaching the club for many years. And we kind of saw, look, let's kind of expand this. Let's, like some Mikey and them coming into the club and wanting an outlet to boxing at international level and national level at the Intervarsity Championships. We said, look, let's put a night together and let's give them proper training, proper coaching, and see what we can do with it.
Brilliant, Jay. And you've definitely seen the benefits of that, I'd say, in the last number of years, have you?
Yeah, it's been great. Like, it's been fantastic. Likes of Mikey would have came with us, did a bit of boxing as a young lad and hadn't boxed for quite a while and came back. And then we've got a lot of kind of, now that the Intervarsity Championships are really, really strong in the boxing calendar, we've got a lot of kind of boxers who would box from clubs throughout the country who would be at studying at WIT and would use us then as the platform to train while they're here. And then I suppose the opportunity to box for in the Intervarsity Championships would give them, like there's a world champion and a European champion at intervarsity level. So that option is always there, an opportunity if you can become a national champion.
Brilliant, yeah. Just to switch over to you, Mikey, then. So Mikey would be one of our boxing scholarships here in WIT. Can you tell us a bit about your boxing career to date?
Yeah, I had a success now in my boxing career from youth level up until senior level. So I currently have 2 county champions. I'm 2-time Munster champion. I have an Irish title, and I've represented my county, Munster, and Ireland on numerous occasions. So when I was boy 3, which is 13, I went over to England with an Irish select team, and we boxed over in Bartley because they had their new gym. It's the 2 million euro boxing gym that they opened up. So I got a chance to go over there and experience the international level. And most recently, in 2019, I got the chance from my first Irish senior cap to go over to Grassato in Italy, where there was a weekend of boxing. So I had two fights. So again, a key experience that helped me throughout my boxing career.
Brilliant, yeah. So as you say there, you've a good pedigree at national level and international level. And I suppose that those kind of displays for the college and outside earned you a place on the sports scholarship program. How has that scholarship program helped you during your time in WIT?
Yeah, it's certainly helped me big time. For example, like I get the use of the high performance gym, and especially being on the scholarship program, it gives me a chance to improve in both my college with my education and also excelling in my sport. So for example, like with my grind, like I needed a few grind sessions. So Jack, yourself and the team, like they're very helpful because I was only a text message away and it was organized within a couple of hours. There was a person who I could get onto for the grind. So that certainly has helped me in the education side of it. And also throughout the year, like especially last year on the scholarship program, we got a chance to all the seminars about mental health. There was physical activity, you know, and they all have a big impact when it comes to sport, especially these days. So I just think that it's certainly helped me out.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Neil, just to come back to you then. So as you mentioned, kind of alluded to earlier, you've a long love affair with the sport. Can you tell us a little bit about your own career in boxing?
Yeah, I started at a very young age at 6. I've got my first competitive national title at 11. As I said, I won a title at every level. Kind of, you have a juvenile, youth, under 18, intermediate, and then your national senior level. So I've won a title at every level. I won 8 national and senior titles. I boxed in 11 national finals in a row from 91 to 2001. Winning the 8, and like I've boxed over 80 times my country. Captain Ireland, Worlds, Europeans. The only one I didn't make was Olympics. Three times I tried to make it, and you had to qualify to Europe, and unfortunately each time I fell at the last hurdle, but that was all that was to be. None you can do with that. That's it. That's boxing for you. It can be a tough sport sometimes too, you know, but the time I had, you know, traveling, boxing, and you know, competing at that level, trying to even make Olympic games, you know, I've often said to my kids that it's easier to count the countries that haven't been in the world rather than the countries that have been. I've been in so many places boxing in my country, and it's just been fantastic. And you get to meet so many wonderful people. And then when you turn to the coach, and then you get to meet wonderful kids coming through, like, you know, we had Ronan Date and WIT program. Ronan is now pro and doing very well. And Keelan Cassidy box as well out of St. Saviour's gym. And Keelan is at national level and was close to, you know, being the All-Ireland semi-final elite level there last year, year before. So you kind of do some really good. You have Zara Breslin, who is currently on the team, won a gold medal the last in the varsity championships. And like, she's at that national level, elite level as well. And I say could have went very close to winning the Irish title, not winning it, only for the pandemic put it all off this year and again, postponed it again this January. So, you know, it's at boxing is fantastic. It's a great sport. You know, what I really like about the college side of it is that, you know, boxing would be deemed as a working class sport where you don't have, you know, not when I was boxing going, there was none of us going to college. Now it's fantastic seeing many kids going to college. It's absolutely brilliant. Like some Mikey, Zara, Keelan, Ronan, all go and get a degree in sport or business, whatever it is. And the amount of kids we have coming in have to doing all the different types of programmed out there and then come up and look to the boxing, even from the point of view of getting fit, bit of training, a bit of hardship that we give them, and you know, they come back and we all, myself and Murph, always laughing. We don't know, they come back every week for more and more. I wonder why, but I suppose it's a bit of crack we have there as well every week as well.
Yeah brilliant. And as you mentioned there, you've plenty of big names coming to you and throughout the years, and I've come through the college and the club itself. Like boxing, like most sports, I suppose, would be well known for focusing the energy of youths and of society in a more positive outlet. Have you found that as your time involved as a boxer and as a coach?
Yes, and the one bit of advice I give everybody listening to this today is that you got to work hard to achieve anything you want to do, be it college, be it study. If you want to be good at something, you've got to work very, very hard. And boxing is one tough sport. You've got to work hard. You don't get in a ring unless you're ready. You know, if you're not ready, you'll be found out very, very quickly. So that's the one thing I found about boxing. You have to work hard. It's a lonely sport at times because you're on your own in there and no one can help you. But the other side, when you work training with a team, the team camaraderie is very, very good as well. But it's hard work. You know, I would have trained twice a day most days when I was boxing at the international level. To be at that level, you have to train that hard. And that's the one thing I really liked about it, you know.
Yeah, well, no doubt the younger boxers would be striving towards that kind of international success, I suppose. Mikey, just to come back to you then again, I know sadly you missed last year's InterVarsity due to injury, but had performed very well the year before. Do you have a highlight from your boxing college career so far?
Yeah, certainly my first year. I had a couple of years break before I started back into college. So when I joined up with the WIT Boxing and also the St. Paul Boxing Club, I trained very hard. Like as Neil said, like, you know, if boxing, like it's a very tough sport. Like you'll be found out quickly if you don't have the training put in. Like it's a 12-month, like it's an all year round sport. How I look at it is, you know, you could have the fight won or lost before you go into the ring. You know, if you don't have the road work put in outside the hours, like you'll be found out. But for my biggest highlight was definitely I got the silver medal at the 69 kg category. So I was actually like, I felt my boxing that weekend. Like I sadly, my grandfather had passed away the week before that. So it was a tough week, but you know, I thought that, you know, everything went well and lucky, like, to be honest, like, we're very lucky that we have the likes of Neil and Murph, because like Neil, he's been in the boxing ring and he's, you know, one of the best talents that has ever came out of Ireland at an amateur pedigree level. And there's no doubt about that. So we're just lucky enough, like, you know, that from a boxer's point of view, as well as a coach, Neil understands the inside out.
Brilliant, yeah. And looking at your boxing career then, what would you feel is the next step for yourself and what would be the ultimate dream, we would say?
So hopefully, like, I'll keep training hard. I was planning on doing the under-22s this year, but that's obviously caught off with the current pandemic crisis. So next year, hopefully, I'll go to the senior level anyway, and I'll give it a shot anyway. And I think the ultimate goal would be, I'd like to see how far I can get on in the amateurs. And maybe, perhaps, like, down the line, professional could be an option.
Yeah. Not so bad, not so bad. And obviously, it's been a mad year for everyone, I suppose, as you mentioned there. How has the training been for you in the last year or so? Have you had to stop at any stage or were you able to continue in some capacity?
With being from home now and the clubs being closed, I still got to put in my own like bag work and the running and the skipping. Like, the only problem was with sparring, the clubs weren't open. So, you know, you lose out in sparring. Sparring is... it's very important in the game. But I'm kind of lucky enough like that my brother, he's a professional boxer. So he has been home in Ireland from Australia because he's going to go to America to box under Wayne McCullough. So I was kind of lucky to have his experience that I could spar him away and do a bit of schooling.
Yeah, very good. And was your brother a source of inspiration for you growing up? It was always something that you wanted to get into?
Oh, yeah, definitely. See, my dad is probably one of the biggest... you know, he got us up and going since we were young, like I was 7 years of age. And my brother, he's 2 years older than me. So when I seen him win an Irish title at Boyone, you know, the hunger and the motivation was there. Like I wanted to be in his footsteps there.
Yeah. And Neil, just come back to you on that then. As I mentioned there, it's been a year like no water. But could you give us an idea of some of the kind of activities the club would partake in on a normal college year? Like I know there's InterVarsities, as I mentioned. And there's also Fight Nights with IT Carlo, isn't there?
Yeah, well, as in the last year or two, we've kind of expanded what we've been doing. We did OIT, the college night up in Carlo. It's a fantastic night, and it's been something that's kind of come in last 2 or 3 years and worked really well. A chap called Andy Larkin runs the club up there, and he was on a really good show, and it was a great opportunity for us to give our lads some competition at the level they would be going into the InterVarsities at. Great show, and it worked really well. And following on from that, then the last year we also used Andy, was able to travel up and down to Carlo for sparring sessions, which again, as Mikey said, are very good to have. And you know, an important, you know, you can do a whole lot of training. It's like a match in GA. You know, you can play and train, but when you actually get out there and play the match, the difference between your actual game, your game's fitness and your actual training fitness are a big difference. So the sparrers are very good to do that, and we use that kind of on an ongoing basis to try and improve that. But yeah, and it's worked very well, and we hope to improve that and get more. And like the plan, we've done a lot of work in our own club in St. Paul's, where WT boxers train. We've got a new floor actually put in place next week, and we'll be able to hopefully open that up and do more. And but a plan would be to have a tour maybe in Waterford here at the club for WIT as well, and bring some clubs down to spar with our lads as well. So yeah, look, we've big plans. We think it's going really well. The kids seem to love it. The students love it when they come in and box. They know it's tough. We've had, like, when we would have been back in 2015, we would have had maybe one or two in the championships. We had 8 going there last year. So that's good. Shows is growing, and there's more boxing coming through rather than just people come to get fit. And that's what we want to see. We're boxing people at heart, myself and Morph. We want to see people in the ring competing and doing their very, very best.
Yeah. And look, it's obviously been a tough year for sports clubs across the country. But how have you managed in St. Paul's? Have you managed to open over the past 10 months, or has it been completely closed there?
We opened for about a month or two in kind of August, the end of July, bit of August, and we had to close again in September. We've been closed, so we got very little. We did some outdoor training, and when the weather was pretty okay in September, but since the kind of dark nights come in the winter, we've can't really do anything. And then you're going back to this, like, boxing being that sport where it's very on one to one, and you know, so you can't have a competition. There's been no sparring, nothing even since last March. No pad work, or very little of it. So it's more, a lot of it's just been skills working in your pods. But look, we haven't been in there since what, I'd say November.
So
hopefully, please God, with the vaccinations coming through and everything, that the pandemic will start to get the better of it, and come by the summer or even September when the season normally opens up, we'll be back ready to go again for a full season September.
Yeah. Look, I suppose the nature of boxing is you're up close and personal, so it's quite hard to get that kind of sparring type training. Mikey, then back to you. Just during your time, obviously in WIT, you said you kind of came back to the boxing when you came in here. Have you seen the WIT boxing club grow, as Neil mentioned there? The competitive boxers that are coming in have been put up at 8 last year.
It's certainly grown. Like, from my first year in college, when I came in straight away, like, you know, I felt very welcome, like, because I wanted to compete at the best level. So all the coaches there, you know, including Murph and Neil and everyone in St. Paul's, it helped me. But even like last year, when I came back for the second year of the intervarsities, I think that, you know, there was a lot more boxers. You know, there was more people coming through, and more. I think more people wanted to compete. Like, you know, from our first year, like, when people see, you know, people are success, like, you know, they kind of could motivate them. So last year there was a lot more entries, and I think it's definitely continuing to grow, and I will in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, hopefully. So Neil, I suppose we can't talk about the boxing club without speaking about the intervarsities last year. With 3 gold medals, David Nolan, Patrick Graham and Zara Breslin, with 2 silvers and 2 bronze over the weekend. Must have been a huge high point for the club.
Oh, it was great. You know, as I said, we'd had one or two wins the previous couple of years, but to get the level of wins we had over that weekend was great. And I was great for lads. I saw Patrick Pickett won a silver medal, never really boxed before, and pretty great performance. We had Patrick Graham, who was from America, who had been over from Boston studying the college, and had done a bit of boxing there again. And again, he was thrilled to bits to go on and win an intervarsity championship, to go back and something about winning an Irish title. Like, it's fantastic. You know, with Calvin Brophy, who had never boxed before again, had been mainly GAA, and again did very well. And Adam Kiley, previous year, had won a gold when Mikey won the silver, and Adam boxed out of Tramore, where Zara boxed out. So it's a great, and actually what I must say is it's all the clubs contribute to it. You know, I know it takes place in St. Paul's, and we put a lot of effort in, but like Sarah and Adam would have boxed some more. Keelan Cassidy boxed at St. Saviour's, and with the lad Joe McGrath and Dungarvan as well last year. So all the clubs kind of do feed into it in Waterford as well, which is great, because it's all about boxing, you know. And I know it's my own club, you think of, but the whole thing is we see kids out enjoying themselves, getting fit. You're taking them out of especially in our club, taking them off the streets, giving them a bit of a purpose in life, teaching about diet, discipline, defence, you know, and all that. So it's great from that point of view. And then as I said, you throw in the part with all the kids who are now starting to learn, becoming college degrees coming out of it as well. And hopefully in years to come, they'll come back into the club and they'll be able to run the clubs much better. You know, they'll have all those skills to run clubs like business, but you know, all that business models are there, they can work off of and have them going better, and clubs going and be more open to the wider community.
Yeah. Fantastic to hear, actually, just the diversity of people that were competing for you last year. Obviously, you mentioned Patrick there, who never boxed before, but did very little boxing before, but came out with a silver medal. And I actually remember Patrick Graham coming on the first open day we had in September last year with his strong South Boston accent. He came up asking was our boxing club, and it was brilliant then to see only a couple of months later then he actually finished up with a gold medal. So it's great to hear those stories then. At the actual Intervarsities last year, Mikey, were you able to attend in the end? I know you picked up an injury. It was only just a week before you injured your back, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, yeah, it was about 1 or 2 weeks before I had hurt my back. So it was kind of off-putting for me because, you know, like, I had to train and all year round for that. But, I support everyone else in the WIT Boxing Club because we're all a group. Like, you know, when it comes to the ring, you're individual, but at the end of the day, like, we're representing the college.
Yeah. And look, it's great. And it's great to see, like, as mentioned there, we had 8 competitive boxers last year, and then you had Mikey as well, who was injured. So you could potentially have had 9 last year. So look, that concludes our podcast for today. Thanks a million to Neil and Mikey for joining us. It was great to get an insight into one of the most popular clubs we have on campus here in WIT. We sincerely hope boxing and the many other sports in WIT can return to some form of normality sooner rather than later. We'd also like to wish all of our guests the best of luck with their boxing in the future. If you have any further questions about sports or societies in WIT, you can reach us on social media or by email on vikingsport@wit.ie or societies@wit.ie. And that's a wrap for episode 29. This podcast is brought to you by WIT Novus. Thanks for listening.